So I've been thinking about what I've been fantasizing about a lot lately. And I can't quite figure out why I'm so aroused by this idea. I consider myself a staunch feminist. And I do believe that part of being a staunch feminist means that I believe that women should be given all the same freedoms that everyone else has, and that me making erotic audios is not anti-feminist. As long as, you know, the woman's reaping the benefits, as long as she's not, you know, I don't know, somehow being cheated out of whatever it is that she might get in as compensation. That doesn't happen here, I don't think, because we're all just posting for our own enjoyment. But anyway, that said, my mind lately when I masturbate, and that's pretty much a daily occurrence, which I'm learning is not that common. I don't know, maybe it is. But the people I've, and it's not like I go around sharing this information with everybody I run into in the produce section of the grocery store, but a few people that I've shared that with have been surprised that as a woman that I would masturbate daily. But I find myself going back to the same scenario. And that scenario is being offered to a group of men by my partner. Okay, so it doesn't really matter the label. There is a man who loves me and adores me, and whom I adore and love. And he indulges this fantasy of mine, which is to be offered up as... It's not entertainment. It's almost like he's proud. Like he is saying to this select group of people that he has chosen because they are people he trusts. Like, come see how amazing she is. Like, just feel her. She's so fucking amazing. But then they actually do. It's not just the voyeurism. It's they partake. And I love that idea. I think maybe part of it is being the center of attention. I think part of it is being desired by more than one man. I really get off on the idea of them talking to each other about me. I don't know what that's about. again, maybe that's the praise, the sort of adoration. But oh my God, no matter how hard I try to not go there, that's always where I end up. I mean, I can start out in my head of some romantic, very sensual, sexy, you know, couple setting, and then somehow these guys wander their way into my into my fantasy. Oh, that's so funny. And I'm kind of stuck on it. I'm kind of hung up on it right now. I don't know if other people do that. Do you sort of get into a thing that sticks around for a while? I don't know. But yeah, that's my thing right now. So I guess technically, I hate this term, but I guess technically it's a gangbang. Although in my fantasies, there's a lot of concern for my safety and my comfort, and you know, nothing is done without my express consent. And but oh fuck, like I have had sex at parties before with other people in the room. But they were having sex. I've never been in a situation, and I've had people watch. But I've never had multiple men all there focused just on me. And fuck if I don't want that. Oh, God, if my grandmother could hear me. So, yeah. I love the idea of, you know, I don't know, being on a table and almost I don't know. Like on display, the display is definitely part of it. I love the idea of them undressing me. I love the idea of them taking turns. I know, that's really naughty. Never would have thought that would be a thing I would fantasize about, but I do. What is that? What is that? Yeah. Fuck. So I guess this didn't really have a point or a destination, but maybe somebody got a kick out of it. I think I'm going to go fantasize about my affectionate gangbang. Bye.